if you're going to build a successful business, you need to at some point understand how that all works. And as you evolve and as you step into more of your leader and more of your CEO and more of, you know, into that space of queendom, if that's how you want to refer to it, then we get to learn different lessons about letting go.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, and today I am joined by the beautiful Victoria Redbard, who is a somatic sexologist and the founder of the Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy. You can't see Vic, but she's absolutely stunning. And Vic, I'm so happy to have you on the podcast today. We've been trying to make this happen for several weeks, so I'm glad we finally made it, but I'm happy to be here, so welcome on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm quite excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been lucky enough to sort of be witnessing your journey and your expansion into your purpose work and into your business, and have sort of followed along as you've been creating your institute and really watched and witnessed from an outside perspective the wealth upgrades that you've been having and that you've been moving through over the last couple of years. So I would love for you to just talk a little bit about, you know, where you were and how this journey happened for you. And yeah, like, let's just start with a little bit of that.
For sure. So yeah, I really came from I'm from the UK, even though my accent is very Australian nowadays. And I have sort of like this understanding, or I had this understanding of money and about how you have to work hard for your money. And, you know, I always have these conversations with my dad when I was a kid about like how, you know, if you want to make something of your life, you've got to work really hard. And there was this period for me as I kind of had this transformation, the one that you're speaking of, where I kind of launched the Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy, came deeper into my understanding of work and money and all these ideas. And what has shifted and what's become alive is like there's a sort of a threshold of that, you know, there's a threshold of like this working hard and this pushing and hustling energy. And I feel like what I discovered in the depths of that hustling and pushing was the piece around magnetism, you know. And I'm a projector in human design, and so for me this was like this massive breakthrough moments of realizing like what I can actually hold inside of my own frequency. And I feel like that's a lot of the work that you, what I take from what you're doing as well. It's kind of like this understanding of what is it that we hold as a baseline around our energetic field. And it's almost for me, the deeper I've got into my business and the more I've sort of stepped into this kind of like queendom vibe, you know, people call it that. It's like the experience of like delegating and letting go and actually being in that, I almost want to call it like fragility. It's like, I feel quite like this, the space of surrender is so like fragile and so beautiful. And there's so much trust in it. That's actually stepped me into a deeper level of like wealth and experiencing like abundance more than wealth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you were moving through this transition, what was some of the stuff that was coming up for you? Like what potential blocks, and you know, I believe all blocks are perceived, but what were some of the challenges and obstacles that you had to overcome to get to where you are now as you were stepping fully into this purpose work that you're doing?
Yeah, I love that question. Yeah, my biggest one, and this is what I like advise most people now when they're working on their business, is like, how much intimacy are you willing to kind of play with? Like for me, this, like one of the major things that I feel like I help people with in their businesses is that letting go process of delegating into to create more spaciousness for your creativity. And this has been my biggest one. It was like when I was working really hard and hustling really hard, what I was actually bargaining with was my creative space, you know, almost like the spaciousness of my artist, if you will. Like, you know, and I'm using artist in like inverted commas, you know, it's like what I do is like visionary thinking and like working my business from that space. And I feel like what I had to do was really move into that state of like, how much am I willing to surrender? How much am I willing to let go of my control? Just step into a wider experience of my own genius, if you will. It was like so uncomfortable for me in that journey of just like letting go and going, okay, what's going to happen if, you know, if it doesn't get done how I want it to be done, if I don't make the sales that I want to make as I start to train other people in sales, you know, it's like, what happens if we don't hit the targets because I've let go? And I feel like that's the piece for me, that block of like, can I actually trust other people to show up for me, and can I create that level of trust and connection with people so that it's not based on some sort of like dynamic of, oh, they've now got power over me because I'm now stepping out of that. And I think that's a big piece for me. It was like, there's certain things that like in my business, it's like, I don't even know how to do that anymore. Like, I don't even know what the system is because I've handed it over and I've delegated it out to somebody. And I used to know how to do everything. And I used to know every single statistic, every single thing. I used to know where every single piece was coming from. And it's like, the more I've been able to let go of those pieces, it's like I've been able to step out of that and into more of my visionary and see like a wider experience of my industry as a whole, which has given me more leverage, I guess, and an ability to make wealth creation because of that.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that that very much speaks to a very natural evolution of business. And, you know, one of the struggles that I really have is what I see a lot out in the world, and maybe you can relate to this, is coaches, especially business coaches, trying to get people to certain places before they're ready, right? And so when you talked about this idea of like, I used to know everything, I used to know every single step, I used to, you know, I knew it because I did it. And, you know, obviously I was there. And I think that this is very much natural evolution of business. You have to, if you're going to build a successful business, you need to at some point understand how that all works. And as you evolve and as you step into more of your leader and more of your CEO and more of, you know, into that space of queendom, if that's how you want to refer to it, then we get to learn different lessons about letting go. You know, one of the things that was said to me once that I absolutely loved and I completely onboarded was, because I am quite type A and I do like to know how everything's operating and running in my business. And I do honestly feel like I can do it better than anybody else, primarily because I believe nobody's as invested in my business as I am. But I had a coach once that told me, you know, that I was complaining about something that wasn't going my way. And I was like, I should have just done it myself because it would have been done right the first time instead of me having to go back and retrain and coach on it. And she was like, yeah, but that's not your job. Like, that task is below your pay grade. It's no longer your job. So it doesn't matter whether or not you can do it better because it's not your fucking job anymore.
Yeah.
And that really struck me in that moment. So I think this piece that you're talking about is the natural evolution of business. As you step into greater levels of leadership, you do have to surrender. You do have to start delegating because you cannot grow and expand to the levels that the majority of us that are in this type of business want to grow and expand when you're holding on to the minutiae, when you're trying to manage and micromanage all of the little details of your business. And I completely agree with you. I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I'm like, I don't actually know how that thing works anymore. I don't actually know how to fix that. I have to depend upon somebody else to do it. But it does create such amazing spaciousness for creativity. I love that. Like, that spaciousness for creativity is like a really beautiful way to put that. I hadn't thought of it like that before, but that is what frees up for me in my business when I do delegate. So I love that.
Totally. I was just going to say, like, if I could like pinpoint the archetype that I feel like, you know, I don't know about yourself, but I know women like us, and I know for myself that needs to be broken through, it's the independent woman. And the irony of that is, like, to actually get where we even got in the first place, it's like we had to be the independent woman. And I almost feel like I've had to, like, come up against my blocks of, like, my codependent woman, you know, which is the one that I've been like, yeah, fuck that. I'm fucking independent woman. I'm running my own business. You know, it's like I had to step through that and go back into, like, the move into that shadow space of codependency. And how do you work as a team? And, you know, all the things that I had to kind of push past to get into running my own experience of being the CEO. But yeah, I feel like that's a really good one for women, especially in our space, to explore, is like, where is their relationship to independent, being the independent woman? And how much are we running that in our dating life? You know, obviously I'm intimacy coach, so that's the way I think about things, is like, you know, how do you show up in your relationships and your partnerships? And then how does that refer in your space of your business as well?
Yeah, and that's beautiful, I think. And it's so interesting how, you know, those shadows are always playing together, where, yes, you did have to step into being the independent woman. And then, you know, to continue to grow, you've got to lean back into that codependency piece. Mm-hmm. And then to expand and up level again, you've got to move back into the independent woman. And then to explore, you know, to expand further, you've got, I mean, so it's just this, everything is so cyclical in nature, I think. So I think that's beautiful.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right, just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
I do want to talk to you briefly about the human design thing, because as you know, I am very, very invested in living my design. I'm also a projector. And so I think that, you know, we get a lot of, how are you possibly doing the things that you're doing being a projector? So the first thing I want to ask you is, I'm interested to know, what is your profile type? You're a...
I think I'm a 6'2". I would have to look it up on my phone. But okay. Yeah, like mine is... Hermit for one, which is hilarious, right? Because I'm just like constantly like wanting to get on stages and do all those different things. Projector, and what's the other thing of it?
So if you're a six line, you're a role model.
Yeah,
you'd be a role model hermit.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, so, role model hermit. So there's a lot of time spent at home with my dog.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like coming out and doing the piece and then coming back, you know, that's really like, and also what I want to say is very similar to what you just shared as well about that cyclical nature of like moving through the pieces. I feel like this really links into what you and I work with the spiral, like we're both spiral practitioners, and the spiral dynamics speaks about that as well. It's like, you know, and this is really when I've been tracking, like, how do people learn around about sexuality? How do people play with their human design, all these pieces? It's like, finding range in this experience. It's like for me to actually come back fully into my projector, I had to find the edges of where, you know, of the other places. Like I kind of had to step into what is my generator, and like how far I kind of really recognized in the big launch of that, of like how much I'm not a fucking generator, you know, and that actually helped me find my genius inside of this projector experience. The other thing that I was doing in my business is I was running, because my work is self-pleasure, so I walk in a lot of like moving energy through my body, embodying what I want to be experiencing in my life. I was running so much through my own body and my business. So it was like I would tune into my body to feel what was happening all the time. And then I would even meditate, and I would almost like call the business entity into my body and sort of self-pleasure with it. And when I started to recognize this piece around the projector and some other stuff I was looking at with Gene Keys, I was like, oh, I have to move the business outside of me to relate to it. And that was like the intimacy of me creating that. And it was like, once I started kind of creating that, you know, holographic experience of my business, and I actually, for me, what I did was just get like a crystal grid, and I started to like experience it through the crystal grid and start to feel it, like where does everything positioning and what's moving inside of my business. It actually let go of a level of like having to hold it in my body. And I feel like this is something that I've noticed between like the way generators create versus how projectors create. For me, it's like the projector is very much like, for me, it's like this visionary piece. It's like coming up and witnessing and seeing it all playing out. And for me, the more I've been able to like come up and look at a bird's eye view of my business, there's the more power I've, and like, yeah, that experience of that queendom word that I've just used of like seeing how everything works and looking at going, oh, of course that goes with that, and that goes with that. It's like everything just seems much clearer from being outside of the experience of like being so deeply in the field with it.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I love that, like pushing the boundaries of what it means to be living your human design experience. And I think for projectors also, we have the ability and capacity to be super generators. And depending upon who's around us and who's in our life, we're going to amplify that energy, which is why we burn ourselves out, which is why, you know, we're not living our design the majority of the time if we aren't familiar with it, which is why projectors really struggle being successful. It's not because projectors can't be successful. Obviously, we know projectors can be ridiculously successful, but there is that tendency when we're around others' energy to take it in and amplify it. And, you know, I performed like a super generator most of my life. To be frank, I still do in certain parts of my week because I have that ability to do that. But where the mastery and the self-mastery, I think, comes in is in recognizing and realizing exactly what you said, which is, when do I need to step out of this position that I'm holding right now and into visionary and into being able to see from that bird's eye view? And then I think, you know, obviously, we can't look at all projectors as a whole. You're much different as a 6-2 than I am as a 5-1. And so... yeah, I love talking about human design. So anytime anyone brings it up on the podcast, I like to deep dive a little bit. I'm not a human design coach. I am not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I do work really hard at living my design. And so I love interacting with other people and entrepreneurs that are doing the same, because it's really amazing to me to see how impactful it can be in business success. So I love that you brought it up.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Institute. I would love to hear more about the work that you're doing there. And yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, the Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy, it's a sexuality practitioner school. And I work with the modality of self-pleasure. And this is something that I created over many years. Like, I really love research. It's like my favorite thing. And this is also one of the reasons I like being the projector. It's like I can go in, listen to all the conversations, understand what's going on with everybody and see what's happening. And my brain kind of works like that, a little bit like a mad scientist. Like, I just find myself like drawing graphs all the time and just like seeing how everything fits together. And so, over my experience of being a sexuality coach is like I started to recognize the easiest way for me to see what was going on with someone's sexuality was to witness them in their self-pleasure practice and to see what was happening in their bodies and in their experience of what sexuality is to them. Just gave me so much access to helping them find that range. You know, I speak about like this, that with the projector thing, like you said, you have the range to go into being a generator. You have the range to do whatever, like to kind of move away from your identity. And this is something that I started to notice as well. It's like so much of our lives, we do self-development. It's like we're kind of, it's almost like I see this like horizontal axis of like we're working towards this center point on this, of this understanding the self. And it's sometimes when we get close to like really understanding the self, we know what meaning we make out of everything. We kind of have this like dark night of the soul, right? It's like kind of breaks away from this understanding of realizing we kind of know nothing. And then I feel like that's when we start to move into this horizontal axis, which I call like sexuality development. And sexuality development is like meeting from the mystery. It's like meeting life from the unknown and actually moving from that place of erotic innocence, of being like in awe of what's going to happen. And you can see how if you could do that in the bedroom, like you could actually just go, I don't know what's going to show up here, and that's okay. And kind of move into a sexual experience of not knowing, okay, I'm the woman, so I must show up like this, or I'm this person, so I must be this. And we move away from our identity and we move into this experience of like, who knows what's going to come through here. It actually gives us so much access to our experience of sexuality. And that's like a major piece of what we do in this modality of self-pleasure at the Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy. It's like a full breaking down of all the conditioning, all the meaning. And I feel like this is the only way to teach sexuality. This experience of, you know, I'm not here to teach you another culture. I'm not here to teach you another way to do self. You know, it's like I'm not here to give you more language on how to be in your relationship or find a label that suits your relationship. It's like I want to teach you how to meet the unknown free of all your conditioning around love, sex, relationships, romance, all those pieces. And that's been a massive piece that I've seen, you know, it translates to business, to relationships, to love, to sex, all the pieces. And I think, and that's the major teaching at the Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy.
Incredible. And so when did you launch it?
Mid last year.
Okay. And then you have another round getting ready to start soon.
Yeah. So we're on the fourth round that's coming up for a March launch. We'll launch start date. And yeah, we're doing lots of things right now just to share with people about this concept of what, you know, what self-pleasure really is. You know, self-pleasure is not masturbation. Masturbation is like, right, I'm going to have an orgasm, I'm going to have arousal, I'm going to have pleasure. Whereas self-pleasure is like what happens when the body actually speaks to the mind rather than the mind speaking to the body. And this is how it kind of works as a therapy and gives people like heaps of clarity, helps them work through sexual trauma, and gives them access to more of their like the abundance and the wealth codes that people are looking for. There's been so much that I've been able to help people clear out through just self-pleasure alone, which I think is one of the fun ways to explore our journey of evolution.
That's amazing. And for listeners that might be interested in this, but this sounds really intimidating or really scary, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I would challenge their ideas on what they think self-pleasure really is and what they think sexuality is. And I would actually challenge them to look at what kind of conditioning they're holding around their own sexuality to feel like this is intimidating. You know, one of the things I'd say about self-pleasure is, one, we don't need to take our clothes off to do it. And two, we don't even need to touch our genitals. And when you break out of that paradigm of thinking like that self-pleasure is masturbation, something massive happens. You know, like I could be sitting here right now and self-pleasuring, and I don't need to be sharing, you know, anything that's visual with anybody else in front of me. And so that's a big part of what this self-pleasure modality is. It's like, what happens when you're witnessed in your self-pleasure? It's like, what's telling you that I'm not in my sexuality right now? What's telling you that I'm not in the experience of my sex in this moment? It's like, there's no telling. And we don't get to decide what that looks like for anybody else. That's what I mean about this like breaking down of conditioning and culture and ideas of what sex really is.
I love that. So powerful. Yeah. Well, it's been amazing to have you here. And we will definitely put all of the ways that you can contact Vic in the description of the podcast, as well as ways that you can find out more about the Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy and get information on that upcoming launch that she has for that. But definitely follow her on the socials, because she's always putting out heaps of epic content. And, you know, I get inspired by your posts all the time. And so it was just an absolute pleasure to have you here on the show. Yeah. So thanks for being here.
No worries. And one other thing that's just been there for me to say is, I know that if a lot of your listeners are in the space of wanting to accumulate more wealth, I do have a sex magic meditation on my website that has helped so many people, like when they've set their intention to be around wealth. I've seen so much come out of that. So yeah, if people want that, it's just victoriaredbard.com. You can get a free download of this sex magic meditation.
Amazing. And we'll put that in the description of the podcast as well, the website. So yeah, thank you. What an incredible gift.
Thank you so much.
All right. Until next time, this is the Wealth Witch signing off. Remember, it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life, and you are so worthy and so deserving.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.